everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So, because it is the month of February, we decided that we are going to be giving you fun facts about Disney hearts.
Yes.
Which is a very weird way to, like, put that.
Yes, but that's what the episode is.
So it originally started with the idea of doing fun facts on the Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
And then we realized, well, there's not a lot about the Queen of Hearts.
And what there is very much like a history lesson, and it's not very fun fact fun.
No, there's a couple, like, interesting ones in there.
Yeah, but
like,
we wouldn't want to bore you with that, so.
I didn't want to bore myself researching it.
Also that.
Yeah.
So we decided to expand to anything in Disney that has the name heart in it.
Yes. So we have five categories?
I believe so.
Six, five, one, two, three, four, five categories that have the name heart in them, and we have fun facts on those five categories.
Yes.
So we will start with the Queen of Hearts.
Yes, since that was our initial idea.
Yes.
Okay, so the Queen of Hearts has been in four feature films. They are Alice in Wonderland, Mickey's House of Villains, Mickey's Magical Christmas, Snowed In at the House of Mouse, and Once Upon a Halloween. She's also going to be in an upcoming film called Descendants, The Rise of the Red, and she's going to be played by Rita Ora in that movie.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
In the cartoons, she's been voiced by four people, and speaking of voices, guys, I apologize for mine. I have a little bit of a cold, and I sound awful, and I am so sorry, because I know I sound so bad. So, hopefully you guys can get through this with my voice being the way it is. But the Queen of Hearts has been voiced by four people. Verna Felton did the original voice in the film. Linda Gary did it in 1983. Tress MacNeille did it from 1993 to present day. And in there, April Winchell did it in 2011.
Okay. I actually have a fun fact about Verna Felton herself.
Okay.
So, she is the only voice actress to voice a good Disney character and a villain.
Oh, what good character did she do?
So she has been the fairy godmother in Cinderella, Flora from Sleeping Beauty, and Winifred the elephant from The Jungle Book. And then obviously she has also been the Queen of Hearts.
That's like a vast like array of characters.
She's very talented. If she could do all of those voices,
yeah, absolutely.
They're very different.
Very.
All right. You want me to go with my next one?
Sure.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts was modeled after Queen Elizabeth, obviously, from England, who was known to be the red-headed queen, who was infamous for her beheadings. So, that makes sense.
That does make sense, yeah.
You want me to keep going?
Yeah, I just did all mine, I figured.
Oh, perfect. Yep. Okay. I didn't know if that was just one big long one.
No.
Okay. In the book, the queen normally doesn't behead people. The King of Hearts actually, like, pardons them. So I don't know, like, what made them change that.
Probably because it's a kid's thing.
Probably.
And they didn't want, like, lots of beheadings in a kid's
thing. Fair, fair,
fair. I did read, like, I was, like, reading on her Wikipedia. Like, it shows the fact that, like, she listens to the King of Hearts. That, like, he's the only person that she actually truly cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, at least she cares about something and someone. So that's something, I guess.
And then my last one is the inspiration for the original design of the Queen of Hearts was actually a stained glass window located in Europe of the Duchess of Norfolk.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So a little history, but not, like, overwhelming.
Yeah. Okay. So our next heart is the heart of Tafiti, which is, of course, from Moana.
Yes.
Before Tafiti, and this is, like, the actual, she's not a person, I guess, goddess in that movie.
Yeah.
So before Tafiti used her heart to create life in multiple islands, according to the legend, there was only ocean. So Earth was just basically a big blue ball of water in Moana theory or history or whatever you want to call it.
You want to go with yours and then I'll do mine?
Sure.
Okay.
Without her heart, Tafiti is turned into Teka, a demon of fire and earth. And without the heart's return, a blight would have continued to spread, wiping out all life. So it would have just been ocean again.
All right, so all of my fun facts, surprisingly, are about Tay-Kwal. I don't know how that happened, but...
Okay.
The way that Tay-Kwal crawls towards Moana in the movie is the same way that Ursula from The Little Mermaid, like, crawls towards Ariel.
Oh, yeah. I never really thought about that, but you're right.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Tay-Kwal is depicted as one of Maui's tattoos as an aftermath of their battle for the Heart of Tefiti, which is illustrated on his back, which I never caught that.
No, I didn't either.
But apparently it's there. And then according to the audio commentary on the Moana Blu-ray release, Tay-Kwal was originally going to be a speaking character, but that was later scrapped.
Gotcha. So I think this next heart is like the most interesting heart to me anyway.
Yeah, fair.
And that's just because there's such a vast, like, array of games and knowledge that goes along with this. Like, we could easily do at least, like, 17 podcasts on this.
I was going to say, you know, maybe we should just do, like, a fun fact dedicated to it one day.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
But we just picked, like, some small random ones. So we're talking about Kingdom Hearts, the video game series. Yes. And it's a series of 13 games, with more planned, that is a crossover of many Disney properties, as well as characters from Square Enix, set in its own original fictional universe. So, the reason this excites me so much is I absolutely love Square Enix games.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with Square Enix, they're one of their big IPs is Final Fantasy series.
Is that them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, I love playing RPGs, and Final Fantasy is one of my absolute all-time favorites. Like, 6 and 7 are my favorites by far. So, not only does it include, like, the Final Fantasy series, but then on top of that, it has all the Disney characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I absolutely love these games. Now, having said that, like, the games are very confusing. Like, the story is very convoluted.
Yes.
But, like... it's very cool how they do it. Like, it's a big mystery type game where you have, as you go through the game, you learn more and more. So it's very interesting, but it is a very convoluted story that is spread out between 13 games.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times Bryce has tried to explain it to me, and I'm still like, no clue what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's cool to watch.
Matt has played all the games pretty much, and same thing, like, I've watched him play it, but I don't know the full story of Kingdom Hearts. Like, I'm gonna have to, like, sit down and, like...
and, like, research
exactly.
It.
Yeah. But as of March of 2022, the Kingdom Hearts series has shipped more than 36 million copies worldwide. And the first game was released in 2002, and the latest game came out in 2020. So it's been 18 years...
long time.
...of Kingdom Hearts, pretty much.
Okay. My first fun fact about Kingdom Hearts is actually about our three main characters, Sora, Kairi, and Riku. For those of you who don't know, their names in Japanese all represent something. So Sora means sky, Kairi means ocean, and Riku means land, which I think is really cool.
That is really cool.
I feel like if you play the game, you know that, but maybe if you don't, there you go. Kingdom Hearts 2... was censored in the U.S. because apparently the blood in the original Japanese release was deemed to be too much for the American audience to handle.
Oh.
So I can only imagine what that game looked
like. Yeah, because I've seen some games in the U.S. that are pretty gory, so, like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I can only imagine what it looked like. The actual idea for Kingdom Hearts was conceived in an elevator.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently they were just talking in an elevator and part of the game was, like, brought up and they were like, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this.
despite the fact that some of the Disney princes use swords as a weapon in the game, Disney did not want Sora to wield one, so that is why the Keyblade was born.
I think his weapon is really cool.
I think the key is cool, too.
Yeah, like, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, you should look it up. He literally, like, holds this giant key.
It's, like, bigger than him, which is so funny.
But it's like a sword in a key, but not really.
Yeah, it's cool. This is not a fun fact I have, but apparently the original idea was for him to have a chainsaw.
Oh, really?
But then Disney was like, no!
No.
So, then the Keyblade was a thing. And then the last one I have, which actually ties back to the Queen of Hearts... is she is the only Disney villain in Kingdom Hearts to not work with the Heartless.
Oh.
Which I didn't realize that, but I guess that is true.
I guess we could have done another category of heartless and done fun facts about them, but maybe for another episode.
Maybe next February you'll get the heartless.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Oh, real quick, just because, like, I know some stuff about video games. You know how you were saying, like, it had to be censored in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a game I know of in China that there's actually, like, a different version of the game that's released because, like, there's undead in this particular video game that I'm thinking about, and, like, they show, like, bones coming out of skin, and in China, you're not allowed to do that, so they had to, like, redo
the game.
Like, master
the whole thing.
Yeah, so that, like, you didn't see any of that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's, like, weird little laws, like, in every country that, like, what you're allowed to show, what you're not, so.
That's interesting.
Okay, moving on to our next category. It is the frozen heart, or the idea of a frozen heart from Frozen. So, obviously, it's caused by Elsa's ice powers. And it's actually warned about at the very start of Frozen by the ice harvesters when they're singing. They sing about the frozen heart. And it's obviously, as you know, by the end, is thawed by an act of true love.
Yes. So, all of my fun facts are about the song that they sing at the beginning. So, during the moment when Anna is struck in the heart by Elsa, at the very end of the First Time in Forever reprise, an oboe is playing the melody for Frozen Heart in the background. And it's playing the lyrics specifically, cut through the heart, cold and clear, strike for love, strike for fear, there's beauty and there's danger here, beware of a frozen heart. Which I never put that together.
No.
That an oboe played. Never thought about it, never picked it up.
I'm surprised I didn't, because I actually, like, really love the sound of the oboe when it's playing, and I had no idea.
Yeah, so I kind of want to, like, watch it again.
Yeah, probably because I didn't really love that song, if I'm being honest.
Fair.
And I was just like, okay, can we get to the good parts?
Yeah, I'm over this. So, as Mandy said, the song is clearly a reference to Elsa and her powers, but some also believe that it alludes to Prince Hans. In conjunction with Anna's remark at the end of the film, the only frozen heart around here is yours. And the lyrics, beware the frozen heart, can be interpreted as warning of Han's true nature.
I actually like that, like, interpretation better. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. The line, and break the frozen heart, is foreshadowing the event where Anna is fully frozen, but frees herself by choosing, the whole thing that we just spoke about. And then the last one I have is the line that says, so cut through the heart, cold and clear, strike for love and strike for fear, also foreshadows that the only true love, or only true love can break the frozen heart. Which obviously that all makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the best part of that is the Prince Hans. I think that is so interesting.
I agree. And I do agree with that interpretation. I think they want you to think at the beginning, obviously, it's going to refer to Elsa, but in the end, it refers to Hans.
Yep.
Okay, and our final heart is Davy Jones's heart.
Yeah, so there was not a lot on this.
No. Basically, it's just whoever has the heart controls Davy Jones and also the Kraken. So that's why it was so sought after, because, you know, the Kraken's very strong.
Yep.
And they wanted to be able to control it. It's locked inside the dead man's chest. And if you look at it, the heart is still beating, even though it's, like, you know, just a heart sitting there.
Spooky.
Yeah. So, I know this was a little bit of a shorter episode, but my voice can't hold out much longer, so it's good that it was a shorter one.
And we've had a couple long ones this month, so hopefully it balances out for you guys.
Yeah, and hopefully you enjoyed this one. We want to thank our listeners now, since you guys have been sticking with us. The numbers have been really good this month, so thank you guys. This is for listening to the episode. We're so excited. Thank you to our listeners in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, San Jose, California. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, Bismarck, North Dakota, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in Canada, Cold Lake, Alberta in Canada, Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Thank you to Pearl City, Hawaii, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, Sofia in Bulgaria, which I think this might be our first Bulgaria listen.
Hi, Bulgaria.
Hi, Bulgaria. And also North Finchley in the United Kingdom. Thank you guys so much for listening. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know which Disney heart is your favorite. Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys, we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust. Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.